The Websey Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. He has a new book out that's coming out very soon called Through the Eyes of a Warrior. It is Merrill Vaughn. Merrill, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Thank you, Zach, and I appreciate you having me here this afternoon.
Yeah, anytime, of course. Well, tell me all about this brand new book.
Okay, it is set up with poetry of what I started back in 2001. And it comprises of poetry that's related to veterans and civilians as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It comprises of poetry that covers from America to the event on 9/11 to veteran issues such as remembering our prisoners of war, our POWs and MIAs, and the effects of war.
Yeah, no, I mean, war is a scary time. I mean, and I know you've done some war, as you've done some time as well, you know, in the U.S. Air Force. Tell me a little about that.
Okay, I served in the Air Force in November 1971 to May of 1993. Retired at the rank of Master Sergeant E7 as a personnel superintendent. I served in numerous locations overseas and in the continental United States.
That's incredible. Well, thank you so much for your service, by the way. I mean, that's just, you have such a crazy career, you know, when it comes to being in the military and being in the Air Force. You know, what was a good time, I guess, when you were in the Air Force? Was there any moments that, like, really resonate with you?
Oh, I had an excellent tour in Thailand at a base called Ubon Royal Thai Air Force Base. My other overseas assignments were in Greece for a year in 1977. Then I was in Hickam Air Force Base, Hawaii for 4 years. I served in Germany for 4 years. And my last overseas tour was in Honduras for 4 months with an organization called Joint Task Force Bravo.
Oh, wow.
Stateside, I was in California, Florida, New York, and Wyoming.
Wow. You know, was there any moment, though, that you can't forget?
I can't forget?
Yeah, was there any moment that was memorable for you?
Yeah, the sound of helicopters flying all night long.
Wow.
That's the biggest thing. The Hueys or Blackhawk helicopters flying perimeter patrols all night.
Wow.
Even though I would have my windows in the hooch were closed, I could still hear them. In fact, when I hear the helicopters flying now, I still look up and try and see where they are.
Wow. That's insane. You know, I mean, you've been through so much, you know, and served so much for this country, you know, and it's awesome that, you know, you're finally kind of going through now and producing this book. You know, obviously this is more of a fictional book, right?
Yes, it is. It's a fictional memoir is what I'm trying to think of. As to where it sits with a veteran that comes back, and he comes back from Vietnam, and he's mm-hmm. he's quiet, he stays by himself until he finds until he has a letter delivered to him, and it turns out to be the daughter of a friend of his, close friend, that died in his arms in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And he opened up and started writing from there.
You know, I mean, one of the guys you're talking about in the book too is Jack Delaney. You know, tell me a little about who Jack is.
Jack Delaney? Okay. Yeah, he he's the main character in the book. And he, like I said, he's quiet, he's reclusive until he has this letter delivered to him. And then he opens up after going to a support group, and he starts writing. He starts writing from his memory as to what he experienced and what he hopes that future generations will think of the veterans of Vietnam, that the veterans are not forgotten.
That's
My
awesome.
intention of the book itself is that to remember all veterans of all wars, regardless of what war they served in, or even if they just served in during peacetime.
You know, and it's really cool that, you know, you've kind of made this book based around that, because it's important, you know, to not only remember the fallen heroes, but also, you know, find ways to, you know, contribute to them, and being able to, you know, kind of give back to them is also pretty cool with this book too. You know, was any of this kind of also based off of your personal experience? Did you ever, like, did you take kind of any tidbits from your experience and put it into the book?
Yes, I did. I let my emotions actually do my writing. A good example would be on a poem I wrote for 9/11. It's called "The Day Liberty Cried," and in the end, the last line in the poem, it reads that the Statue of Liberty, the grand old lady, is still standing tall. And I let my emotions write with it right from that. And I just expanded it to including there's a poem called "They Also Served," and it's about the women nurses in Vietnam and what they went through holding a wounded veteran, a wounded soldier or marine or airman in their arms as they died.
Yeah.
The remembering our POWs, especially from Vietnam, there's still over 2,000 still unaccounted for from Vietnam.
There are, and it's insane that, you know, especially in 2025, that that's the case too.
And the war ended in 75, and there's still families that are still waiting to hear the results. They're finding the remains, but it's taking years to go ahead and process them in order to find to close the open wounds that the families have.
Yeah, 100%. And it's sad. It really is. It's sad that this is that's the case. You know, but you know, it's really awesome that, you know, I'm able to speak to you, especially because, you know, of how much you've served this country and served, you know, the American people too. I think that's incredible of what you've accomplished personally, but also, you know, what you've been able to kind of produce in this book too has been awesome. You've already written a bunch of books out there too. One of them being Cold Case Investigators series, which is really cool. You know, kind of like an investigative crime kind of series. You know, and now you're on to this more personable. This is kind of like your first personable written material, right?
Correct. The poetry I actually started back in 2001, like I said earlier. But about 2007 or so, I just started writing notes, and I ended up doing the Cold Case Investigator series, the first book, which is called The Kidnapping, and which is set on an active duty Air Force base. And then I went, the second book is called The Happy Paper Hanger, which involves a person that writes bad checks just for the heck of it. Self-made millionaire, and he's bored. So he creates false identities and writes false checks. And then the third one is called The Prostitute Killer. It's a brother-sister team that has a dark, deep secret that affects everybody involved with it.
Wow.
And then, like I said, then I've got the poetry book, and then I'm also working on the number four in the series. It involves amnesia.
Hell yeah, that's really, really cool, and that's exciting to see. Again, the book, by the way, that's coming out. When is it coming out?
Through the eyes of the warrior.
Yes.
That's still in the process. I'm hoping to have it out before Veterans Day. I'm hoping before Veterans Day to have it out.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for people to check it out and check out your other books too on your website, merylvaughn.com. And you know, you can also check out his work on Amazon too. You know, but obviously Through the Eyes of a Warrior is coming out very soon. You know, for those who are going to pick up the book when it comes out, you know, what's the one thing you want them to remember about that book?
What do I want the readers to remember when they read the poetry book?
Yes.
Through the Eyes of the Warrior, I want them to remember that veterans are humans. We have emotions. We have a tendency to have nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to overcome our problems, our disabilities, both physical and hidden disabilities, that veterans are what has made this country what it is.
That's awesome. And I agree completely. And I can't thank you enough for your service for this country and for, you know, always being here to protect and serve our country.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Anytime. Meryl Vaughn, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything and best of luck with the book. And definitely come back when you have your next one. Love to talk to you more about it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zach. I appreciate your time with me this afternoon.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show right after this.